أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تسبح له السماوات السبع والأرض ومن فيهن وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم إنه كان حليما غفورا صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 44 of Surah Bani Israel. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the previous ayah spoke about Allah's greatness, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala amma yaquluna uluwan kabira, excessively exalted is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, far above what the disbelievers attribute to Allah Rabbul Izzat. In this ayat Allah Ta'ala says, the seven skies and the earth and whatever and whoever is in them, all make tasbih of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Whether it is the skies, what we will speak about in animated things, whether it is the animals, the birds, the fish, all the creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, all of them make the tasbih of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Even a disbeliever at the time of difficulty, وَإِذَا غَشِّيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ كَالظُّلَلِ دَعَوُ اللَّهِ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, when he's in the midst of the ocean and the water rises, the sea becomes rough, his life is threatened, then he will call out to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. As far as the other creations are concerned, we find in the Mubarak Hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam many examples of things that made tasbih of Allah and they showed some form of recognition of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In one narration, once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam picked up some pebbles and that pebbles, they made the tasbih of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now making the tasbih of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, one great senior alim, Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Rahmatullah Alayhi, he said the tasbih of the pebbles was not the miracle. The fact that it was audible, that was the miracle, because the tasbih continues all the time. And then we'll find Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu in two different narrations. In one narration in Bukhari Sharif, he says that we would hear the food making the tasbih of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When we hear these type of narrations, then we think about it, that even that creation of Allah Ta'ala makes tasbih, then where is insan supposed to be? In one other narration, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, we were once eating with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then we heard the food make the tasbih of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In the hadith with regards to Dajjal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that you will fight Dajjal, in other words, this ummah will fight against Dajjal, and then the people, the Yahud, that's on the side of Dajjal, they will begin to take cover behind rocks and behind trees, and each one of that will begin to say, Wara'i Yahud, behind me is a Yahud. Besides the gharqad tree, that's a thorny tree, because that is the tree of the Yahud. So there also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make it apparent that everything has some kind of understanding and everything makes the tasbih of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In the kitabs of the hadith, there are many, many such examples. Then Allah says, وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِ, and there is nothing but it makes tasbih with the hamd, with the praise of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ, but O insan, you do not understand the tasbih. The tasbih may not be the subhanallah that we are saying, it may not be sounding the same, Allah knows best what it is, but you will not understand the tasbih. إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا, and certainly Allah Ta'ala is most forbearing. Some ulama have stated here, Allah Ta'ala is responding to those who would say to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, bring the azab of Allah now. In other words, let it come immediately, instantaneously, so that the azab of Allah will come and whatever would happen, would happen. Allah's response to them is, Allah is Halim, Allah is most forbearing, Allah Ta'ala does not take retribution immediately. Allah gives respite, Allah gives a chance for a person to turn towards Allah, ghafura, and when that person turns towards Allah Ta'ala, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will forgive that person. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.